This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For all of your problems is right here on the DJ The Experience. Got a headache? No problem. Got a backache? No problem. Got problems with your foot? Nope. We got a fix for that too. Neuritis, neuralgia, everything and anything that's wrong with you, we on the DJ The Experience, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and I have the solution to your problem.
What is it?
Forget about it.
Thanks. Somehow my headache isn't hearing you.
Really?
Oh, speak louder.
No.
Speak louder.
There are four words in the English language that end in D-O-U-S. Do you know what they are?
D-O-U-S, rendezvous. Yeah,
rendezvous is not a, does not end in a D-O-U-S.
Oh, a D, that would be a VU.
Yes.
D-O-U-S, arduous? Or no?
Arduous does not end. Nope.
Nope. I don't know. What are they?
Oh, you gave up so soon?
I have a headache.
Kara. Kara, how can you serve us by coming up with one of the four words in the English language that end in D-O-U-S?
I'm actually not. You can't hear me cheating. I'm not typing anything.
She's cheating.
Really?
Wondrous.
There we go. That's yep, that's what I was about to say.
Nope.
Dang it, that's D-O-U-S. That's D-R-O-U-S.
Ah, darn it. I'm out of here.
Wondrous.
No.
What sound does that even make?
Tremendous.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Oh, this was pretty easy.
Stupendous. And hazardous. All right, you got them all? This is for the quiz later in the program. We have John Stamos, don't we, later in the program? We can ask him these questions. Right?
I'm sure he's excited to answer those.
Yeah, of course. Hi, John. Tell us the four words in the English language that end in D-O-U-S. And he'll come right out and say...
And I'll get a beep, beep, beep as the phone hangs up.
You're like, nope.
Tremendous, hazardous, no. Horrendous, tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. Got it? All right. Transportation Security Administration in the news twice today. You're happy to know these folks are really doing a good job protecting us all from the baddies. You're going to start reading your mail. They're going to look at books that you have in your bag. Yep, they're right on it. And in order to make sure that we really understand how well trusted they are or ought to be, you'll be happy to know that over the weekend, one of the TSA folks was arrested in Orlando for rifling through somebody's, first of all, the person that did this wasn't very smart, and this guy wasn't very smart either. Alexander Johnson. Just started with the TSA a month or so ago, arrested on felony charges, grand theft. Passenger going through security when she was selected for a pat-down. Johnson was standing near her bag. She went through her bag after she came out to make sure her cash was there. But guess what, boys and girls? It wasn't.
No.
She noticed a bulge from Johnson's shirt pocket that turned out to be the money. He said the cash was his. But the video that was playing said otherwise, he was arrested. They have videos now, and this is how stupid this guy is. He was fired on the spot. They should have put him in jail. They might have fired on the spot. But they all now have cameras, so they see what these guys are doing in every one of the lines. I don't know if that's the case at every airport, but it ought to be. I told you the story about what happened to me at LAX, right, when they took my phone out of the bag.
I think you did, yeah.
Stuck in the drawer.
Yeah, a time or two. Yeah.
Oh,
or seven.
Oh, excuse me?
I've worked here for what?
Tired of my stories?
I've worked here for, I think, 2.5 years now, and I've heard this story like eight times.
Sure.
8 times? That's outrageous.
But you know what? There's always new people,
there's
right?
There's always more times that you could tell it, so why not?
I believe I'm being mocked, ladies and gentlemen, by the people who work with me on this radio program. Can you believe that? What disrespect is being shown to the leader of the club, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E? Outrageous. Okay, so just to tell you this very quickly, I was going through the, I was not in the regular line, I was in Terminal 3 and not Terminal 4. I usually go through Terminal 4 to American, but this, I had to go, I forget, I was Virgin, I don't know what it was, but I know that I was in the line, and because it was when they still had the old devices, and I wouldn't go through the old devices because they were dangerous. So I instead said I want a pat-down. So I...
First time anyone's ever said that, by the way.
I know.
What?
Can you give me a pat-down instead?
Yeah, no.
Really, I paid really extra for the pat-down.
Really in the mood for actually. A pat-down today.
I did not want to go. Those things were very dangerous. Very. You notice how quickly they got rid of them. As they find out, when the both the Pilots Union and the associated group of whatever this, the flight attendants is said that they're very public, said we're not going through these things because they're very dangerous. So they pulled them out of the airports after they spent $1 million a piece for them. Another great investment of the TSA, but they didn't do their homework. So anyway, so I didn't want to go through it. I want to pat it. So this little jerk, this little twerp who's standing there says in his softest voice, pat down. And of course nobody heard him. So I'm standing there. 3 or 4 minutes go by, nobody comes. I said, I shouldn't be penalized for not wanting to go through that damn X-ray machine. So the guy says once again, pat down, a little bit louder, pat down, male pat down. I looked at him, I said, what are you trying to do? I'm being penalized. What's your game? You're not being penalized, sir. There'll be somebody here as quickly as possible. Now I'm into 8-9 minutes of standing there. And I looked at him and I said one more time, I want a pat down, and I said it very loudly. So he said, almost a normal tone, pat down, lane 3. I looked at him and I said, what is the matter with you? Nobody's listening to you. Nobody hears the thing. I want a supervisor. So I said it loud enough so the supervisor heard me, and he came over. Another little twerp, about 25 years old. And he said, what's the problem, sir? I said, I don't want to go through the X-ray machine. I want a pat-down. Yes, you'll have to stand in line. I said, I've been standing in line, and I'm the only one in line because the rest of these fools are all going through. There's nobody here but me. Well, we'll take care of you forthwith. Another 3 or 4 minutes, I was really beginning to steam. Because it's now getting 15 minutes there, and I want to get to the, I got to get to the plane. So anyway, all my bags had gotten out of the corner of my eye. The bags had been taken off and put off to the side. So anyway, I go through, get the pat down. This guy gives me a lot of starch. I grab my bags, and I leave. And I go down to the gate, and I look for my phone. I can't find my phone. Phone's not in my bag. I thought to myself, those guys, did they have the balsam to do that? So I went back to the counter, the TSA counter, at the terminal, and I said to the guy, I don't have my phone. And the guy looks at me and says, so what do you want from me? I said, I think somebody here took the phone out of my bag. He said, that's an outrageous charge. Can you prove it? I said, well, you have phones in the drawer? Yeah, we have phones. Describe it. I said, it's a black phone. No, we don't have a black phone in the drawer. So there's a lady paying attention to me, sitting in front of a phone. So I gave the lady my phone number. I said, would you please dial this number? And she at first said no. And I said, why will you not dial that number? She couldn't give me a good reason, so she dialed the number. Guess what I heard coming out of the drawer?
The phone ringing.
The phone ringing. So this guy, this smart-ass, really smarmy, I wanted to punch him in his face. He opens the drawer, and he gets out the phone. And I said, how would you describe that phone? He says, well, it's black and it has a red circle in the middle of it. I looked at him. I said, you horse's ass. You knew that was in there. And he smiled at me. And he gave me back the phone. And I was 10 minutes away from getting on the plane. Otherwise, I really would have gone to town and made a big fuss out of it. But that's what you're... I know it's a long story. And Kara says she's heard it before. But that's the kind of stuff you're dealing with. And so when you see these people who are, you know, they hire whoever, and they obviously don't know who they're hiring. So as soon as the guy gets on the job, he steals money. What are you dealing with? What are we paying for is the question. Okay. Everybody
always
better
remember,
now?
No matter what, people are opportunists.
Yep.
That's all.
Apparently. All right, Jennifer, would you like to take the opportunity to give us a television report in a moment?
Sure, of course.
I'd like to have that opportunity for Jennifer to present what will be on tonight that will be to your benefit. I have a story about an old documentary CNN aired about SeaWorld coming right up here after these words.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jennifer, did I tell you how many words there were that ended in D-O-U-S?
Good Lord, four of them.
Okay.
Did I tell you there's stuff on TV tonight?
Yeah. So SeaWorld took a massive public relations hit with the documentary Blackfish a couple of years ago. Remember that on CNN?
Yeah, sure.
Securities and Exchange Commission, Department of Justice subpoenaed the folks at SeaWorld for statements made about the impact of Blackfish. Features former employees accusing SeaWorld of mistreating its orcas. The summer after the film was broadcast, the stock price of SeaWorld went down, and it has never come back again. Investors suing SeaWorld, saying the park leaders knew or were reckless in not knowing that Blackfish was impacting SeaWorld's business. And the reason I bring it up is because sometimes these documentaries that are done like this, whether with good intentions or not, can have a horrendous, using the word that ends in D-O-U-S, impact on the life or livelihood. But is there a reason for SeaWorld even to exist, one would ask?
Because I like to go there. Is that bad?
You do?
I do.
Really? I see those animals.
I think it's an opportunity for kids to learn and see. I mean, those are animals there that people may not see in their entire life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, should they be in good condition? Should they be treated well? Yes. Is it? And so many of them that were born actually in, what do they call it? Captivity.
Yeah, captivity.
So many of them can't actually survive in the wild. So I mean, that's more brutal for all the animal activists. It's more brutal putting a whale out in the ocean that doesn't know what to do out there and it's going to get himself killed. I mean, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that.
More brutal than taking a wild whale from the ocean, that's perfectly fine.
I think some of them are already there.
Yeah.
And so the ones that are born there, I mean, I understand not taking more, but there's got to be a happy medium where you can actually still use these places and make them, I don't know, accessible. I think it's important for people to see that. I think they respect it when they see nature, and if it's something they imagine, I don't know.
All right, 10 seconds. What's on tonight, Jennifer?
Easy Peasy, The Bachelorette, ABC at 8 o'clock, the NBA Awards, TNT at 9 o'clock, and we're celebrating 20 years of the Julia Roberts movie, My Best Friend's Wedding. That's at 8 o'clock on Pop.
Pop. Goes the Weasel, 21, after the hour, DJV Experience.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected?
Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I don't got time to waste, the time to kill. I've had too much to think. I want to get high, but you're taking me down, down, down. Don't got time to waste.
New Music Monday now, the focus at 24 past the hour. It's from the new album, Mosaic, 311's first album in 3 years, 14th album overall. Too much to think. What can you tell us, Kara, about 311? Or is it 311?
It's 311. Which, funny enough, in March, on March 11th, everybody celebrates 311 Day by listening to a bunch of 311. But, yeah, they've been around since the late 80s, early 90s. Kind of a, I don't know, they're an interesting mix. They were kind of grungy, kind of rocky, but they also had a guy in the band who rapped, and this is obviously like reggae influence. I don't know, I listened to a lot of them in high school, and my older sister listened to a lot of them, so I think they kind of span a couple different generations. But yeah, they're rocky, I like them. What do you think?
I like this, frankly.
I think they're, what I've heard about their newest album is that it's very feel-good, which is good. I think everybody needs that a little bit.
Yeah, we sure do. No question about that. All right, so New Music Monday, every Monday at this time, we go through three new tunes from the previous week for your consideration. So this is the first one, Too Much to Think. Number two on this list of three belongs to Joe Nichols from his album Never Gets Old. This is the title track from the album, set to be released next month. Joe Nichols, what do we know about him, Kara?
He's a country singer,
country guy.
Jen would probably have more background info on him, but he sings your theme song. One of his other hits is Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off.
That's my theme song?
Yeah, I know how much you love tequila and, you know, country music and all that stuff. So.
Close fall off, but not because of that. All right, let's listen to Joe Nichols with this.
As a way of me and everything. Don't retire, don't move south. Don't expire because I don't know how. Lucky me.
From what I can tell, he definitely seems to be more classic country than the pop country we hear a lot of.
Sometimes it feels like we're just 21 and I've barely begun loving you. Never gets old watching you laugh, feeling your kiss, kissing me back. I never get tired of that, no, it never gets old.
Never gets old.
Never gets old holding your hand.
All right, so that's number two of three. This is the song that I believe Kara and Victoria, were she to be here, probably Jennifer as well would say this was the best of the three. Let's see if we agree with them. The Imagine Dragons. I'll Start Over from their album Evolve. Available for download now. They're set to tour the new album across the U.S. and Canada coming fall time. Summer, fall already. I saw them perform on stage at Farm Aid a couple of years ago. I thought they were, I think they were just getting started. They were quite good. Very active band on stage. So let's hear how this starts. Like this best of the three, Kara?
Yeah, I think this is most my style. But, you know, I don't actually listen to them all that often, but it's funny talking about their performance at Farm Aid because they performed, I think, at the Grammys a few years ago with Kendrick Lamar, who is one of the biggest rappers today. And it was one of the best live performances I've ever seen. They were just, they were so active. They were like, they had these huge drums on stage. They're really good live.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Good to see Steve Terrell perform at an intimate jazz club on Saturday night here in Boston. I never really paid much attention to him before, and I realized, listening to him, how much he's done. And he's quite a good personable, good storyteller, personable recording artist. It was fun to see him as well. 28 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
In today's automotive news, what better way for Audi to reveal the new A8 than in the upcoming Spider-Man movie, Homecoming? Moviegoers will get a demo of the new innovations, such as the highly automated driving in traffic jams. Take your hands off the steering wheel, and like magic, the A8 continues to turn on its own. The Audi A8 takes over the task of driving when the Audi AI traffic jam pilot is turned on. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Now from Trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals. Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
After the hour on the DJV experience, Kara is fortunate enough to have cornered John Stamos for a conversation. What do we need to know for those who are unwashed and may not know who John Stamos is, Kara? Why don't you put us into the fold? What is his claim to fame other than being a hunk? That's if I hear that every time I hear his name mentioned. Oh. Wow,
you know, I think the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I thought that it would be crazy if no one knew who John Stamos was, but I mentioned it to my personal trainer last week, and he did not know who he was. So if you've ever seen Full House or Fuller House or, you know, with Carrie Fisher in the news so much last year, we talked a lot about Scream Queens, which her daughter is in. John Stamos is also on the show Scream Queens, which is very funny. I don't know. What else has he been in? Has he been in any movies? You've seen
Stamos,
him in stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's been in movies. Yeah. Yeah. He is. I don't know that I'd consider him a hunk, but.
He's been in a lot of yogurt commercials. The Yoplait ladies or whatever, they consider him a hunk. They drew him when eating yogurt.
Television. What was the television show he was in? Wasn't he in one of the doctor shows?
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I think he was.
I can't remember. I'll have to do Kara Google Shill, and we'll have to do a quick Google search.
All right. Good going, Kara. Meanwhile, there's a new study out today suggesting that people with anxiety and depression are consuming an inordinate share of prescription painkillers. This adds to the pile. Every week for the past month or so, there has been another pile on, another bit of new information, another bit of damning information aimed at the drug companies, which, when you consider what's going on, the number of people who are addicted, there is an epidemic of opioid use in our country. Let's face it. So this study that came out from Dartmouth over the weekend, finding 19% of the 38 million people with those two common mental health disorders, This is really the anxiety among people in our country, the depression among people in our country, the dependence on prescription drugs. And these drugs are so addictive, and these people have addictive personalities to begin with, and doctors ought to know that, but it's like nobody's paying attention. It really is. Like no one is paying attention. The mental health problems, the mental conditions that start and get worse with seemingly problems that are, you know, overcomable, pain that you, according to the report, may report as a 2 out of 10, sometimes with mental health disorders, depression and anxiety, may report as a 10 out of 10 after you take these medications. Doctors trying to be empathetic to their patients' complaints overscribe more opioid, different opioid painkillers. You can start on one, that doesn't work. You get on another one, that doesn't work. You do another one over and over and over again. Study published today in the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine is very disturbing, I think, because of the continuing focus on the problem. This is the worst drug crisis in our history. 91 people died last year a day in our country. Listen to that number. 91 people a day died of overdoses of prescription painkillers. 90, they get hooked on them. It's like heroin, fentanyl. 91 people a day dying of overdoses. Was it? Last week I was talking, Kara, about the number of people that die as a result of Ohio had suicides. 59,000 people died of suicides in this country. And that's because of this. And then there's another 91 people dying just because they take too much of the stuff. They're not trying to commit suicide. They just overdose because they have pain and the pain gets worse. It's really incredible. Addiction to these drugs. Usually people have a problem, like I have back problems. I don't take anything. Once in a while, I take an Advil or something. But these folks that get on these narcotic painkillers, got a knee injury, got a back injury, hips, that kind of stuff. You get on these things, and it's very easy to get addicted to them. And the doctors know that. But because people, they say, put so much pressure on them to take care of the problem, then that leads to anxiety because that's what these drugs do. And then they get depressed and they get on another damn drug. And before you know it, you got people taking opioids. Let's see if I can get to sort this out here. Last year alone, 7.5 million people of the 38 who had anxiety and depression were on some sort of opioid. Can you imagine how much money there is in that for the drug companies?
It's crazy. And, you know, we did that story last week about, I think it's Ryan O'Callaghan, the former Patriot star who came out as gay.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the biggest things that he said was that, you know, he had multiple injuries, but he was taking opioids because his body hurt, but also his brain. He was just so messed up, you know, from having to hide it all this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said because he was an NFL player who had had injuries, it was so easy to get drugs. They had such easy access to it.
Yeah.
And it just makes me wonder, you know, you've got all of these normal people who are buying this stuff or they're buying heroin because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it just makes me wonder how many, you know, professional athletes are also dealing with the same thing.
Yeah. It's really
crazy.
Pretty incredible. Yep. In a moment, Kara is let loose on John Stamos here on the DJV Experience. In the meantime, I want to help you. You're running a business and you're hiring. Post your job. Find the best candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get a free entree into a way to post your job on a lot of job sites. Every single legitimate job site gets connected with one click when you go to ZipRecruiter. Their technology is so powerful, so efficient, it matches you to the right person. This is better than anything else on the market today, and you use it free the first time around. So don't be silly. Need somebody for a job? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their dashboard. Get somebody in place in the next 24 hours, for heaven's sakes. Manage the candidates well. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been number one with businesses of all sizes when it comes to finding the most qualified job candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, you as a listener to this program are entitled to ZipRecruiter free first time you do it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. As Rebecca runs on a treadmill, she's monitoring more than her mileage. She's also tracking her heart rate.
The benefit to working out in your target heart rate zone is to improve your cardiovascular and your respiratory health.
Nicole Burrow is a health and wellness coach. She says exercising at your target heart rate strengthens but doesn't overwork your heart. It also builds lung capacity and improves overall well-being. To find your target heart rate, subtract your age from 220 to reveal your maximum heart rate. Your target heart rate is a percentage of your maximum heart rate.
50 to 70% is more moderate exercise. 70 to 85% is a more vigorous intensity exercise for most people.
Pick your target, then make sure you're hitting it by checking your heart rate during exercise. Burrow says wearable technology may be more accurate than pulse monitors built into machines. And
the most accurate you're going to get is if you take your own pulse, either at your neck or at your wrist.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, here with us today is an Emmy-nominated actor and producer who I grew up with on Full House, and since then he's been on Fuller House and Scream Queens, which is hilarious, by the way, and he's set to host the 37th annual of PBS's A Capital Fourth.
You're already making me sound old.
Oh, I didn't even introduce you yet. I feel like I need a drum roll with all of the things I have to say about you, but John Stamos is on the line.
You grew up watching Full House?
I did grow up watching Full House. I'm 25.
How old were you when you're 25 now? Wow. All right. Well, here we go. Well, wait a minute. So you must have been like, what, a couple years old? You probably saw the reruns, I'll bet. Like, there's... you know, every 4 years is a new Full House fan born, I think.
Well, if it's true, if I'm making you feel old, then you're making me feel really, really young.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're hosting Capital.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you think about, like, that show that was, you know, when you were young, 30, and it's back now, and I think, you know, talking about the Capital Fourth now and, you know, what it means to be an American and sort of what's, you know, what's missing in our country right now, and it all kind of goes back to decency, right, and heart, and I think decency is at an all-time low and discord high, and, you know, I think that's why Full House came back 30 years later, because people are craving, you know, values, family values, and that's, you know, not to sound corny, but that's exactly what we're going to be doing on the 4th, you know. I mean, I don't want to oversimplify these things, saying, you know, well, just let's all just sing a, you know, a Beach Boys song and the world will be great, but it's a start, you know. It's a start.
Well, I think you're totally right. We're seeing all of this different stuff, whether it's Fuller House or all these different shows and movies being rebooted, and I think it's because people have a sense of nostalgia. They want to go back to a time when, you know, family values, right, and hanging out with your friends and family was most important, and not, you know, sitting on your phone by yourself all the time.
100%. I mean, it's comfort food, but for a reason, because it was, but we can get back to that, you know, with our phones, without our phones. I mean, it's about, you know, sort of getting together and figuring out what we see eye to eye on, which, you know, could be values, you know, it's the love of our country. It's those things. My grandfather, you know, came through Ellis Island from Greece, and he really, you know, he was looking for a better opportunity, a better life for his children, and he wanted to contribute to the American dream, and that's, you know, that's why I'm here today on this phone, you know. I mean, and I think despite our different backgrounds and our different personal stories, we're linked by our values, which we need to continue to define, and we can share the love of this country that unites us, right?
Definitely. And, you know, one of the coolest things, obviously, there are a ton of really cool people performing. You're playing the drums with the Beach Boys, which is amazing, and Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi of the Blues Brothers are going to be performing. Besides that, I know that they're also doing a huge tribute to the men and women in uniform, which I think is just another way of, you know, whatever side of the aisle you're on. It's just a really amazing way of actually uniting people and kind of showing what's important in our country.
100%. I mean, and you look at this, the lineup, as you mentioned, you know, the Blues Brothers, the Beach Boys, but you have the Four Tops and Chris Blue's cool. Yes, and then I think Trace Atkins is doing, singing a special song for our troops. And if we can't unite on the men and women that are over there fighting for our freedom, then, you know, we're lost. But I think we can. I think we can get together on these type of events and really celebrate them and celebrate a country, no matter where, what our differences are, right?
I definitely agree. So quick, before we finish up, what are you most excited to see during a Capital Fourth?
I'm excited to see the Blues Brothers and that, but I've been playing with the Beach Boys for many years. It's a great blessing in my life. I love watching the people. I love, you know, like, I mean, you could be 5 or 75 or 95. Like, this music hits people, the same way. It's through the heart. It just goes straight to the heart. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to looking out in that crowd and seeing everybody do what we're talking about. Unite together for, even if it's just for an hour and a half, despite our differences, and sing a song and celebrate our country.
Yeah, wow. I totally agree. It's been great to talk to you. And if you want to check out John Stamos, the Blues Brothers, the Beach Boys, and just see a great show, you can see it on July 4th on PBS from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time to catch the 37th anniversary of A Capital Fourth. Thanks, John.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The theme from Han Solo. So, this is not from Chuck Curry's Arrow Movie Man. This isn't from any of the Han Solo references in the old Star Wars. This is a new theme.
No, that was the old. That is the old one. I think that's from The Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't recognize it. So, is this theme going to be used for the movie that's coming out this year about Han Solo? Isn't there a movie?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, I wasn't on the air Friday, and I just wanted to explain. We talked about this on Thursday. It was a big story that broke that Disney's young Han Solo movie that is almost finished filming. They hired last year the directors of the Lego movie, which was a big hit. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, it's a directing team, to helm or direct the young Han Solo film. And they got canned, basically, three-quarters through filming last week. A lot of people want to know what in the heck happened. And it was a story that broke in Variety, and a lot of other stories have come out. And supposedly what happened is the young actor who was cast as Han Solo went to two of the producers, Lawrence Kasdan, one of the writers, and the producer, Kathleen Kennedy, and said, you need to see what's going on the way I'm being directed, because I think these guys are going to ruin the film. And he supposedly told the producers that they were directing him to play Han Solo like Ace Ventura, which really, really brought comedy. And I guess they couldn't rein those two directors in, and they wound up firing them. But if that's an accurate story, that's almost mind-blowing that these guys would be telling this actor to play Han Solo like Ace Ventura. I mean, that's a pretty big disconnect to what the character was. So, and Ron Howard, like I said on Thursday, was brought in to finish the movie. And I have to believe he's going to wind up redirecting this film and probably reshooting 80-90% of it.
Really?
Probably. I would think. Wow. I would think so. I mean, they want to completely change the tone, and if you know, he's the star of the film, and he's being directed to play the character one way, and they want something totally different, I have to believe this is going to cost the studio at least $100 million. But it is Disney. It's really a drop in the bucket considering what these Star Wars movies make.
Right. Well, let's hope that this is the right thing, and we'll all look forward to seeing the finished product. When is it supposed to be out? Has it already been announced when this is
going? I think it comes out in 2018 sometime.
Yeah. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the results of the box office, weekend box office totals up next year.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Hi, Chucker. You had a revival of an interesting movie over the weekend. Let's get that.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out I did a 20th anniversary revival screening of Titanic last night. Hard to believe it came out in 1997. We had about 50 people show up here in East Stroudsburg. That's a solid crowd. Two things, Doug. The ship still sinks, and I still think, for my money, Titanic is the best film made in the last 20 years. I think it's an epic masterpiece, and it's just a great movie. Great work by James Cameron. Speaking of box office, number one movie, Transformers First Night. This is the lowest entry financially in the series history. $45 million over the weekend, $69 million since Wednesday. That's way below what other Transformers movies
sick of that
have done.
Crap, for God's sake.
I know I am, but it appears to be complete exhaust here, at least domestically. Cars 3 plays second, $25 million. Wonder Woman continues to have very impressive box office legs, $318 million in 4 weeks, almost $600 million worldwide. 47 meters down, the B Shark movie, 7.4, held up well week to week, $24 million in 2 weeks, and all eyes on me, the Tupac biopic, 5.8, $38 million in 2 weeks. That's a pretty good number, placed number five. Really good buzz on Spider-Man Homecoming. Advanced reviews are really positive. That
Book of Book of Henry, I thought, is disappointing because I thought it was a good movie.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.